It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at Amazon.com/automotive. That's Amazon.com/automotive.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Santa sleigh.
If you're gonna help me make it fly.
I thought the magical reindeer made the sleigh fly.
And where did the reindeer get their magic from?
Christmas spirit. Everybody knows that.
Ron and Anian.
Santa is watching. Oh. Yeah, I had to remind my dogs that the other day. Now I gotta remind you.
Yeah, but see, I have special access because without me, Santa doesn't fly.
He told me that unless you're good, you're not getting any cocoa on the trip.
Santa can't bring me.
The Car Doctor.
They actually tell you in the instructions, lay a piece of cardboard along the face of the radiator so you don't damage or mush the fins. And I'm thinking, who designed this? And it comes back to somebody that never has to work on cars.
Boss, you better not wear that tuxedo. It's awful tight on you.
Never mind. I'm going to wear it anyway.
Okay, but if you bend over, you're going to have a white Christmas.
Welcome to the radio home of Ron and Anian, The Car Doctor. Since 1991, this is where car owners the world over turn to for their definitive opinion on automotive repair. If your mechanic's giving you a busy signal, pick up the phone and call in. The garage doors are open.
But I am here to take your calls at 855-560-9900.
And now,
he himself,
Ron and Anian,
calm most people.
Here's Ronnie.
So, by the way, we're leaving right after the show today. We've got an express flight up north, and we're going to be getting Santa ready. I was up there midweek. The sleigh is just about packed. It's teeming with toys for all good little boys and girls. Tom still hasn't made the list, but he's working on it. And I've got a special. We've added a coal chute this year, I want you to know, so that when we're flying over the bad boy's house, we can just drop coal right down the chimney and get it over with. Or is it chimney?
Good.
Chimney.
That'll save me on heating oil.
Right. I'll just fill you up. Tom's a perpetual bad boy. He's getting a lot of coal this year. But regardless, we're leaving right after the show. And I think we've got our traditional night before Christmas this year, of course. And we'll be talking about that. This is almost the night before Christmas, right? Here we are, the Christmas weekend Car Doctor radio show. We're doing it on a holiday. So we figured you guys needed to hear about cars and getting your cars fixed. And if you got any questions.
It's Festivus.
Is it Festivus?
It's Festivus. Where's your Festivus poll?
Well, I don't have a Festivus poll.
You know, I got a grievance with you. I got a lot of problems with you. Come on, gosh.
Yeah, right. I remember that episode, too. That's when Seinfeld really took off. You know, they put that in the mainstream. I should point that out. I was reading that this week, that Seinfeld inserted, you know, the word and the whole idea of Festivus into the consciousness of America. It shows you the depth of and the world. It shows you the depth of where that radio show went and what it does. So, yeah, happy Festivus to everybody, just in case they're out there celebrating. I want to talk about this 2016 Jeep. I just want to remind you, 855-560-9900 is the phone number. I'll do it again. 855-560-9900 is the phone number. We are live this weekend, Saturday, 2 to 4 p.m. East Coast time. So if you're listening, that's where we are. By all means, give us a call, 855-560-9900. had a 2016 Jeep Renegade in the shop this week that, you know, it's one of those repairs that dogs you. You're chasing something, but you're not quite sure. And some of it made me scratch my head in conversation with the customer because I wasn't sure. It was like I was talking to two different people. The car came in about 5 months ago. And the concern at the time was that the gas tank was hard to fill up. It had repetitive click-off. I think we even talked about it here. I think I talked about this Jeep Renegade here on the show that day, that the diagnostic tests that I did and I went through step by step by step, and I could never duplicate the problem. I could never get it to happen. And the customer needed the vehicle. They took it back. The son was going off to college, I think it was, or something along those lines. And now here we are, you know, so many 4 or 5 months later, he's back, and we've got it back under our care again. And they brought it in. And when I made the appointment, it actually says, you know, recheck customer can't fill tank and change the oil and look it over for winter and change the tires and so forth. So I'm talking at the counter and we're kind of going through it because I always review every case. And I started talking about how the tank is hard to fill, right? Yeah, and we sort of had a 2-3 minute conversation about that. And then the son got a funny look on his face as if I was, no, it's not that. No, it's that the check engine light is on. Oh, so it has a fault code. Well, yes, said the father. It's not related to filling the gas tank. That's not a problem. Well, I said, but it was. No, it never was. You know, sometimes you wonder, like, well, but we spent, he said, yeah, he said, I don't know why you did that. I said, well, I did that because, you know, you agreed on the repair order that you signed. We went over it and said it was, yeah, no, it's not that. And I'm telling you how many times I repeatedly said, hey, I went to the gas station. I tried filling it up. Didn't make a difference. Turns out we're chasing a P0456 small evap leak. A 456 is the smallest of evaporative emissions leaks. And to you as a consumer, you're thinking it's the loose gas cap syndrome, which it's not. It's a capless system. And, or as a professional, you're thinking it's, you know, a sealing issue, which it was. A Renegade leaves a lot to be desired in terms of working on it. It's sort of put together, was like the engineer swallowed all the parts, threw them up, and then just however it came out, that's how we're going to assemble and disassemble it, because it's not a logical, consequential thought process. To see the top of the gas tank, you have to take out the back seat. To get the back seat out, you got to take Torx bits out underneath the spare tire holder. To get to that, you got to empty the trunk, and it's just perpetual misery to a degree. And as somebody on Chrysler TechLine told me this week, he said, you know, you should notify the customer that they're probably going to replace every part on that car by the time it has 100,000 miles on it. I said, well, there's an endorsement of a brand. Like, really? So, P0456. I want to talk about the front door and the back door to your house. You've got a front door, you've got a back door. You let your kids go play in the backyard. You probably opened the back door so that you could see them, all right? But the back door was open, right? Maybe there was a screen there. Okay, I get it. But technically, the back door is open. Front door is closed. Front door closed keeps them safe. Back door open keeps them safe because you can keep an eye on them, right, little kids? A car's evaporative emission system is sort of the same way. All right, there's a front door. We call it a purge valve. And there's a back door. We also call that the vent valve. In Chrysler world, it's still a purge valve in the front, but in Chrysler Jeep language, it's an ESIM, which is an abbreviation and an acronym for their version of an evaporative service control module, blah, 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 blah. But in essence, it's a vent valve. All right, it opens and closes, and it allows the ability for the tank to fill up. It opens the vents open when it's sitting there, engine off, or they open the vent or close the vent depending upon what phase of evaporative monitoring they're doing. But it's the idea that it's like a back door, right? Open, closed. If you're sitting there at idle, all right, at a traffic light, for example, and you're not running any sort of monitor, you're not running any sort of evaporative emission system test, the purge valve is closed, the vent valve is open. They're allowing fumes to come up out of the tank, be filtered through the charcoal canister, and then vented out into the atmosphere. And they're also allowing fresh air to be drawn in at the moment that the purge valve does open, so they can pull fresh air through the vent, through the charcoal canister, scavenge any fumes, and draw it up into the engine to burn at the correct moment. Front door, back door. P0456 P0456 is telling us that somewhere in that system, whether it's one of the front doors or back doors or the lines or the tank, but there is a leak. How do they know that? Well, they'll close the vent valve. They'll close the back door. They'll open the purge. They'll open the front door. And they'll allow engine vacuum to pull the system into a vacuum state. And they measure how far and how deep they go by looking at something called an FTP, fuel tank pressure sensor. And when they pull it down into a deep enough state of vacuum, and it's not a whole lot, it's measured in inches of water. 6 inches of water is 1 inch of vacuum. You know, they're going to pull it into some sort of a vacuum state. Then they're going to close the purge and look to see, does the FTP hold steady vacuum? Does it hold it in a steady vacuum state? This car failed. This car failed and set a P0456 because the rate of decline of the vacuum state was such that it said, hey, that's too much. Can't have any. But this failed at a level that set a 456, which is a smaller leak versus one that might be a large leak. They have a large leak fault and a small leak fault. So we've got to go through and diagnose it. How are we going to do it? Well, the easiest way to me was to hook up a smoke machine. We've got a speed smoke from the folks over at Redline Detection in the shop that we use, redlinedetection.com. We hooked up our speed smoke. We went right into the purge valve. We measured from the purge valve inlet. So we measured going back all the way through the system, the tank, all the plastic lines, all the fittings, the charcoal canister. We put a stopper in the back of the vent valve, which is the ESOM at the charcoal canister, and smoked it. And all the time, the speed smoke, which has a pressure gauge on it, but it has both pressure and vacuum, we're looking going into a pressure state. We're looking for loss of pressure once we shut it off, or we're looking for signs of smoke. We're also looking for flow. They give us a flow valve or a flow ball on the machine, and we're watching it get smaller and smaller and smaller in terms of flow. And finally, the ball stops. The ball has reached maximum. It now tells us there's no loss in the system, and it holds itself in a pressure state. Hey, guess what I just proved? I just proved that the system has integrity. The system does not leak. All right? So at that point, I know I'm dealing with a likely mechanical fault. I had taken the back seat out. I looked at the fuel pump. Inside the fuel pump, there's a check valve. The check valves go bad. It'll start putting fuel out through the vapor side and causing all sorts of issues. But I didn't see anything there either. We took the vent valve lines off at the fuel pump, ran it. Nothing came out. So we went to smoking. The point becomes, in the course of about a half hour's worth of testing, by the time you take things apart, you got to take the wheel well out in the back on the right side. We were able to prove that the system had integrity. I'm dealing with a mechanical component fault in all likelihood. So one test, I got it down to either a bad vent or a bad purge. In all likelihood, I don't want to take anything apart. It's all plastic and brittle, and it's 7 years old, and it's in ugly places. ESOMs have a very high, notoriously high failure rate. They're $100-some-odd. Let's order one of those. And let's get a purge. About the same money, they're second in line for failure. And once I get them out of the car, I can test them further. Pulled the purge out, pulled the ESOM out. The ESOM's a complicated piece to test, and it's not easily done on a bench. And it's probably not worth doing on a bench. It has such a failure rate. But the purge valve, I was able to prove bad by once I got it apart, I pushed smoke through from the other side, and it leaked. It wouldn't hold. And that's why it's important to understand front door, back door. You know, every time I explain this, people say, well, when should a purge valve be open, key on engine off, or key on engine running at idle? If you disconnect a purge valve, the purge valve is off. It's closed. It should be a solid wall of nothing can pass through it. That front door to your house, right? Keeps your kid safe. Nobody can walk in through the front door, through the living room, through the kitchen, and get to your kid in the backyard. Same thing, right? Same idea. That purge valve is the front door, like your house. It keeps the house safe. It's always closed. So when you're diagnosing EVAP, all you've got to know is front door, back door. Back door's open, front door's closed. Normally open, normally closed. Two states. Prove the purge bad, prove the purge valve bed, and car's done. Car's gone. Ran the monitor, ran a large leak test. We don't have the ability to run a small leak test by scan tool, but, you know, some simple diagnostic steps. And I have to say that using a tool like the Speed Smoke sure makes it easier, because they not only give us a pressure and a choice of a vacuum reading, they give us a flow meter on there as well. So definitely the tool of the age, worth looking at redlinedetection.com. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. I'll be back with more right after this. Don't go away.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at Amazon.com/automotive. That's Amazon.com/automotive.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
It on the wall, so you don't forget to call for car advice done right. 855-560-9900. Now, back to Ron.
Hey, let's cruise on over and talk to Ed in Virginia with a 40 Packard. Ed, how are you today? Ed? And Ed going once, Ed going twice. Is Ed there? Ed? Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. How are you, Ed?
I'm doing okay.
All right. Full disclosure, Ed and I talked midweek. Ed's got a 40 Packard. He's putting a modern-day Lincoln driveline in for suspension and brakes, and he's got a heating problem in the rear. Where does it stand with this, Ed? Describe the problem for everybody, so bring him up to date.
Okay. What's happening when I drive the car, you know, even as short as 6 miles, what would happen is the back brakes would get really hot and the front brakes would stay normal. I went through a bunch of stuff to change some things. I ended up reversing the master cylinder because I did put that on backwards. I went the old way instead of the new way. But now we've changed some things again. And right now I've got the front brakes working correctly. The back brakes don't hold anymore. They don't put tension on anymore, but because we changed the rod and changed the length of the rod between the master cylinder and the brake booster,
okay,
and that helped it. But now I have no brake pedal in for the back brakes.
So let's back up a second. So when we talked midweek, Your concern was, the conversation, if I remember, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you had used the thermal imager, you were seeing 500 degrees at the rear brakes, but
right. You
had not thermal imaged the fronts. Did you ever eventually measure the temp on the front brakes, and what was it?
Yes, and they were running about 140 degrees.
Okay. So then the concern became, right, we talked about the proportioning valve. This had a proportioning valve in it, if I remember correctly?
Yes.
Did you take that out or bypass that? We were just playing around with the theory
I didn't take it out.
Okay.
Everything else just opened it all the way up.
Got it. All right. You know, because the theory is, you know, the belief is on a four-wheel disc brake car, we don't need a proportioning valve. But sometimes you find that you do, and it's a matter of trial and error. But it shouldn't be to the point that one's working harder than the other. So what was your next step after that? You reversed the lines at the master?
Yeah, well, we had we reversed the lines at the master, got that corrected. That was we really did that before. And then what we did was we took the rotors off, sent the rotors out, and got them turned to check them. That helped it a little bit. Then when we went adjusted the rod between the master cylinder and the power brake booster to take some of the pressure off of it. And because now what it seems like is, and I don't totally understand that, but what it seems like is it's getting too much vacuum and it's starting to pull the brakes.
Okay. I'll tell you what, Ed, sit tight. Let me pull over, take this pause. When we come back, we'll talk about it because I think you've got more than what meets the eye here going on. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. We're going to pull over and take a pause for the cause. I'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
My simple solution to the problem was remove people from the scene and help them feel safer.
In response to attacks against Asian Americans, Maddie Park raised over $250,000 to donate cab rides to the Asian community.
There is so much more work to be done. We really need to come together and tackle this issue as a community.
Support the Asian community. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dashing through the snow in my rusty Chevrolet. Down the road I go, sliding all the way. I need new piston rings.
Welcome back. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor, here at 855-560-9900. We're talking with Ed in Virginia. His 40 Packard trying to convert a modern-day brake and suspension system to it. Ed, whose master cylinder are you running on this car?
What I put on the thing was everything out of the 2003 Lincoln Town Car.
Okay. On the 2003 Lincoln, I believe the rear line of the master ran the front brakes, or was it the other way around? What was factory?
Factory and everything else was the front did the front.
Okay. I would double check that because my memory is the front is from the back. So just look at that. That was pretty much the standard setup. I would just verify that because changing it, now we have to think about how the combination valve pressure, if there's a proportioning valve here, how the pressures are going to be different there. But regardless, just be sure what you're doing because the car doesn't know, the system doesn't know what car it's on. All right, how it works will depend upon weight and bias and distribution of suspension components and so forth. But just be sure that you've got that line routed correctly. That being said, going back to your second comment when we pulled away for the break, You were talking about you changed pushrod length, the difference between the pedal and the booster, correct?
Right, adjusted that.
All right. That should be set so that there's just a gnat's eyelash of play between the pushrod and the booster. It's not that specific. You should not be into the booster. It should not be a solid feel. You should be able to tap the brake pedal and have it and have some play there. It shouldn't be into the booster at that point. All right? And it's just that simple. And again, it doesn't know what car it's on. How do you have that push rod set now? Tight, I bet.
You know, right. There's, you know, right now it's got a little bit of play in it.
All right. Little bit. You know, I want a 32nd of an inch of play. Just a touch. All right. And then I'll call that good. Let's take that out of the equation. Now, you were saying that you get a sense that the pedal is going down as you drive?
That's what it seems that it was doing. That it's not that the pedal was going that it more pressure was being put on the brakes as the car was being driven.
As if the pedal was applying by itself.
Or like as if there's like more vacuum and everything else on it.
It sounds like you have a bad booster.
Yeah, but everything's new. But I know that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, you're gonna make me say it. Never ever worked.
Yeah, I know.
Right. If you disconnect the booster, and try to drive the car, it's gonna be a hard brake pedal. Might be too hard. You can't drive it. But does it have a better pedal? Do the brakes work normally? I'm wondering if this is a case that the booster itself is at fault and it's applying the brakes by themselves, and that's what caused the original hot problem.
Okay.
Right? Why not?
Yeah, okay, that's something to look at then.
Right? Where'd the booster come from? The other car? Or you?
I bought it from, you know, one of the auto parts places.
Right, and what brand was it?
I put everything brand new in it.
Right.
In other words, like I bought the car, took all the components off of it, and then replaced them with new.
Right. Remember.
In other words, I put the brake pedal assembly into the car, and then the booster and the master cylinder, put new ones on.
Okay, so don't make this harder on yourself than it has to be. You put that system together just the way it was on that other car. You make sure all the lines are routed the same. All right, step by step, piece by piece. That system doesn't know whether it's on a 40 Packard, an 03 Lincoln, a 55 Chevy, or anything in between. It just knows it's attached to something. All right, whether it works or not is going to be predicated on the size of the brake pad, the size of the rotor, the weight of the vehicle, and so on. So you put that on exactly as it was designed by Ford. They put a lot of engineering on it. Then we can talk about, all right, we've got a problem where maybe the back brakes are applying or applying early or all the time. Maybe we've got a bad booster. Maybe we've got a bad master. Anything is possible. All right? The problem is you're trying to solve two or three issues at once. You're trying to transplant a system onto a different vehicle, and you're trying to troubleshoot a problem in that system. And the question is, did you put that problem in the system by replacing a used part, which to me is field tested, right? With a new one versus, or do you have an assembly or an installation error? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, totally. The question I have, like somebody said to me that I should put a vacuum restrictor on the booster.
Why? How much?
I don't know.
How much vacuum do you have there now?
That I can't tell you.
Right.
You know, I didn't. That hasn't been checked yet.
Do you ever notice everybody's always got these ideas on what to do, but nobody ever tests anything?
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
If you got three problems, you ask 17 people and you get 32 different answers.
Right. So let's go back step one. How are brakes designed to work? You know, what was manifold vacuum requirement to make that brake booster work on the 03 Lincoln? Because I guarantee you, whatever it was on the Lincoln, it's going to be the same thing on the Packard. It doesn't know it's there. Right?
Right.
It's and my educated guess is somewhere between 15 and 18 inches of manifold vacuum, and you're going to be just fine. You know, and that's what it's looking for. And that's what I would expect right. to see. You know, I wouldn't put a vacuum restrictor on there. I'm not sure what that would look like anyway. We might want to put one of the little filters or the backfire valves, those little cylindrical check valves that were in the systems. That's a whole nother conversation. But, you know, let's just get the system to work. If you go to bleed this system, right, stuff some rags under the master so it doesn't make a mess on the car because I'm sure it's painted pretty and so forth. But if you go to bleed this system and crack open the lines at the master, which one pushes fluid out first, the back or the front? My guess is the back.
Yeah, that's what I thought, but when everybody tells me it's the front.
Well, everybody could be wrong. I could be wrong, too.
I know.
But until I test it, I don't know. But I would start there. How is the system hooked up on a stock 03 Lincoln? However it was, that's how I'm going to do it. And, you know, where does fluid come? I get fluid out of the back first, and logically I might. That might help determine what I want to do. Do I even get fluid out of this? Is the master airbound? Why did I lose the pedal? Right? I got 100 questions here. I don't like to do it, but if I clamp off the rubber brake hoses, all right, and they have in the last 10, 12 years.
One.
Yeah, they make that crimp tool that's rounded so it's not a pair of vice grips. It's designed specifically to plug rubber hoses, you know, to crimp rubber hoses.
Right, I have one.
You need three or four because you want to, you know, go crimp off all four wheels. Go crimp off all four wheels. Bleed the system. You should get a rock hard pedal, right?
Right.
And then uncrimp each hose one at a time. Bleed that caliper. Bleed that corner. How's the pedal? Good pedal. Okay. Go to the next one. Good pedal. Okay. Go to the next one. Bad pedal. Right. What's different about that one that makes it a bad pedal? Diagnose that. Yeah. That's how you diagnose.
That's
not
a good way of doing it.
You know, listen, this isn't, diagnostics isn't, well, you know, let's see. It's Tuesday and the moon's going to come up about 7:05. The last time it did that, I put red parts on a blue car. That's what we should do to this one. That's not diagnostics. That's voodoo. All right. And everybody does this voodoo that they do so well that confuses everything. You know, so, all right.
Yeah, this one's been driving us crazy.
Yep, it's just a car. It's just a car, man. Trust me. Not hard. Just a logical approach. All right, kiddo. I got to run. I'm up against the clock. You need me, you know where to find me, Ed.
I appreciate the directions.
You're very welcome, sir. We'll talk again. You're very welcome. Merry Christmas. 855-560-9900. The Car Doctor's coming back right after this.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, come here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the back seat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop.
Just rocking around, Ron and Anian. Here we go. Let's car doctor it up. Let's go to Travis in Illinois, 15F250. Travis, welcome to the Car Doctor, sir. How can I help?
Hey, how you doing today?
Good, sir. What's going on?
So, like you said, I've got a 2015 Ford F-250 Platinum. It's lifted. It has a BDS 8-inch lift on it.
Okay.
I'm having an issue with the traction control. So, I come up to a four-way, two-lane intersection. I make a left turn. As I come out of the turn and I start to straighten the wheel back up, the traction control will very momentarily activate and like pull me to the right.
Okay.
There's no light that comes on. I got a mechanic friend that hooked it up to his Snap-on computer system. There's no codes. There's no errors. There's nothing showing in the computer system. I did a little research on my own. You know, the possibility is the speed sensor in the front. So that was a pretty cheap, trial to see if it worked. I changed it out. It was fine for about 3 or 4 days, came right back. It seems to happen only in tighter turns. You know, if it's a longer sweeping turn,
right,
it doesn't necessarily happen. I've read that it could be wheel bearings going bad. I've tested the wheel bearings. You know, you jack it up, you try to move the wheel certain ways. You know, up and down, side to side.
It doesn't do it.
I know it's not 100%, but
it doesn't do it on left turns, Travis, only rights?
Well, it's only on left turns, but it's not the left turn itself. It's when you bring it back to the right.
It's the motion.
But it won't do it
back on
a right turn.
Okay. So when you did the lift, all right?
I didn't do it.
All right. Did you buy the truck that way or you had somebody else do it?
I did. And from what I understand, it was professionally done down in Texas where the truck was bought, and they had a shop down there put it in. I've had the truck for 6 years and it's never had any issues with it.
So it just started doing it?
Yeah.
All right.
A month or two ago, and I've just been trying to research it and figure it out.
Two things. There should be a yaw sensor in this truck.
Okay.
All right. You know, yaw, like in a boat, right? Make sure,
right.
You know, make sure, see if your friend Snap-on scanner, which it should be able to, can do a yaw sensor calibration. It's pretty simple. All right.
Okay.
I've seen some of these lifted vehicles lose calibration and it will do all kinds of funky things. That's number one. Number two, mm-hmm. All right, he should be able to get into the ABS controller and bring up the wheel speed sensors. All right.
Okay.
And graph them. Only graph the four sensors, or just graph the two fronts. We really should be using a lab scope to do this because it's going to be faster and more accurate. But just to get an idea, let's just bring up the four wheel speed sensors and watch them. Does anybody drop out while we're driving? Does anybody show, you know, does anybody show inconsistency? When we come back from that left turn, does the right one hiccup? All right?
Okay.
Does it have a momentary, you know, brain glitch where it goes, and it confuses the system. Do that this week. Call me back next week. Let me know what happens.
Perfect.
All right.
I appreciate your help.
No problem, kiddo.
Thank you.
Me posted and we'll fix it. 855-560-9900. Hey, coming up next, we're going in the shop, brought to you by AutoZone. I'm Ron Ananian and the Car Doctor. We're back right after this.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
Snakes. Zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public, the list of fears is endless.
But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you.
Welcome back. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. We're in the shop right now, courtesy of AutoZone, talking about a 2015 Lexus N2000 that came in the shop this week. And they're sort of the sister cousin to the RX350 cars. They're built on the same platform. They have a lot of similar parts, but some dissimilar stuff. And they're pretty basic. Same thing to work on. There's no real challenge there. It's just it's a Lexus. Or so we thought. We had to do rear brakes on this 2015 Lexus. And it needed calipers. You know, there's a problem in the industry right now, in case you're not aware of it, of replacement brake calipers. The choices seem to be thinning out every day. And sure enough, this 2015 Lexus N200 needed rear calipers. The dust boot on the left side caliper, the piston was blown wide open and the dust boot was gone and it had rusted. It was stuck. That's why the brakes on the left side were worn down to a millimeter and the brakes on the right side were about four. It had a bad caliper. Two choices. We're either going to Lexus, all right, to see what they've got, or we're going to find a reasonable alternative. Well, AutoZone had it. All right, AutoZone was the only manufacturer, all right, and you can check me on this. Just go to any website. I could not find any manufacturer other than AutoZone, out of the ones we deal with on a regular basis, any rebuilders, that had calipers with brackets. To have calipers was one thing, but to have calipers with the brackets. If you buy the calipers new from Lexus, you have to buy the brackets separately, which doubled the price of the part itself. It went from about $200 to $400. And it didn't make any sense to me. Now, some of this is based on the problem, and I think we've all run into this, the professionals out there I'm speaking to, with regard to the electronic parking brakes. It's the ones with the electronic parking brake actuators, which a lot of vehicles are today. There's getting fewer and fewer mechanical parking brake operations. But this was an electrical parking brake actuator caliper vehicle. AutoZone was the only one that had it with the brackets. We were able to get them courtesy of the Duralast line. All right, Duralast rides to our rescue again and get the car out the door in a timely manner Christmas week. So we appreciate that and just make everybody aware you can find more at AutoZonePro.com. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor, reminding you once again until the next time, good mechanics aren't expensive. They're priceless. See ya.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast.
Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Ariel. I moved to the U.S. at 19. I spoke no English and I struggled finding job opportunities. Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.